This evening, is my goal, and if you don't have an outline, please let me know, and Wayne is in the back there to reach you, is to cover the 8th chapter of the book of Revelation. If we're going to start in verse 6, because that's where we stopped in verse 5 last study. I'm going to read Revelation chapter 8, verse 6 and 7. And remember, just to have a background, God has seven boxes, with the will for everybody and the future, everybody and the destiny of this entire world. And from the last box branches seven trumpets. And from the last trumpet, you know, it's good to have here is those things that you put the paper and you write and comes on the screen, because that will give me a chance to do in a sketch. We will have to research how much we can get it. But so the new pictures, seven box, and then the last box, there are seven trumpets. And from the last trumpet, seven vials. So the last box is loaded with the very end. And so the last box now is going to give you the trumpets are a partial events on the very last day. So I read it. First trumpet, verse six. And the seven angel, which had the seven trumpet, prepared themselves to sound. The first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire mingled in blood. Should be, my Bible say with blood, but should be in blood. And they were cast upon the earth, and the third part of the trees was burned up, and all green grass burned up. Now, I happen to believe that whatever the Bible said, this is what we believe. Now, there are other people who, there are about 13 views on these chapters. I was able to look in the internet and in different universities, even Alexandria. And the reason is they take one word and they say, well, this spiritually means this, and they take the other word, and very soon black means white and white means black. So the best shot is to believe what God wrote as he wrote. So here's my comment. There is no need to spiritualize this. It means just what it says. All right? These things have happened before. That's what I look also in the Bible. Would the things of Revelation happen before? Yes or not? And they did. It is a fulfillment of Joel prophecy in chapter 2, verse 30 and 31, where the Lord says that in the later days, he will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth. Blood, said Joel, and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon, said the Bible, into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord to come, before the judgment. That's Joel prophecy, chapter 2, verse 30 and 31. So the day when he shall come to take the vengeance of his enemies. Now, to me, the Lord is going to repeat the plagues of Egypt. They were literal. Why not the trumpet and the vial judgment? So if the plagues of Egypt were real, then whatever he say in Revelation is going to be real. That's my position. The literalness of this judgment give us the key to the literalness of the book of Revelation. In other words, if Exodus was real, then Revelation was real. Of course, there are people who do not believe the Exodus was real, and so therefore they cannot believe Revelation. No less than five of the nine plagues of Egypt are to be repeated during the tribulation period mentioned here. This plague is the same as the seven Egyptian plague. Let us look then in Exodus chapter 9. So we can look in Exodus chapter 9 here in verse 22 to 26. And here is what Exodus 9, 22 to 26 really says. And Moses stretched forth his hand toward heaven, and there was a thick darkness in all the land of Egypt 3 days. They saw not one another, neither rose any from his place for 3 days, but all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. I'm reading wrong. I'm reading chapter 10, and I should read chapter 9. Okay, here it is. Chapter 9, verse 22. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch forth thy hand toward the heaven, and there may be hail in all the land of Egypt, upon man, and upon beasts, and upon every herb of the field, through the land of Egypt. And Moses stretched forth his rod toward heaven, and the Lord sent thunder and hail, and the fire ran along upon the ground, and the Lord rained hail upon the land of Egypt. So there was hail and fire mingled with the hail, very grievous, such as there was none like it in all the land of Egypt, since it became a nation. And the hail smote through all the land of Egypt, all that was in the field, both man and beast, and the hail smote every herb of the field and brake every tree of the field. Only in the land of Goshen, there where the children of Israel were, there was no hail. So now in my page 59, I make a comment on that so that you see what is happening. The children of Israel really escape. Now they will suffer when the second plague come in, if they are no believers. The children of Israel escape the judgment then, but they will not escape the judgment now. I want you to know. The judgments of Egypt were directed against Pharaoh. The judgments of the tribulation period will be directed against all the people, whatever race or whatever nation will be. So the Egyptian plague of hail was clearly a great electrical storm that did not touch the land of Goshen, where the children of Israel dwell. That's an explanation from the University of Alexandria in Egypt. They agreed it was true, but there just was an electrical storm that did not reach the land of Goshen. That's very interesting. The difference between the Egyptian plague and the one John described is that in Egypt, man and beast suffer with the vegetation, while only the trees and the green grass will suffer when the first trumpet sound, and the hail and fire will be mingled with or in blood. In Egypt, the hail smote every herb of the field and broke every tree, but under the first trumpet, only one third of the trees and grass will be burned up. So they are not identical. The effect is the same, but they are not identical. The design of God is just different. Now, if we go to Revelation chapter 8 again, we find in chapter 8, Revelation in verse 8 and in verse 9, what God is saying, and this is the second trumpet, the burning mountain. And the second angel sounded, and as it were a great mountain, burning with fire, was cast into the sea, and the third part of the sea became blood, and the third part of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died, and the third part of the sheep were destroyed. Now, as this mountain is to fall on the sea, and the judgment poured forth by the trumpets and vials are to fall mainly on the part of the world bordering on the Mediterranean Sea, it is highly probable that the sea here mentioned is the Mediterranean Sea, even though I cannot affirm it because the Bible doesn't say there was the Mediterranean Sea. Now, notice this, that John does not say that it was a mountain. It's very important. So the second angel sounded, and as it were, a great mountain. They're right there in verse 8, chapter 8 and verse 8. So appeared to be like a mountain, not a burning volcano, like some people said, but an immense meteoric mass ablaze with fire. And today we know in our work, in the research, that happened in heaven Our telescope has seen this over and over and over in heaven in different distances, and so this could be happening here. Now, that was as near as John could describe it. The effect of this burning mass on the sea into which it fell was to turn a third part of the sea into blood. If any are disposed to doubt the possibility of such things, let them turn to the first Egyptian plague, remember, in Exodus 7, verses 19 to 20, and read the account of the turning of the waters of the river Nile in blood. And all the waters that were in the river were turned to blood, and the fish that was in the river died. And the river stank, and the Egyptian could not drink of the water of the river, and there was blood through all the land of Egypt. That's the account in the book of Exodus. The only difference, and I look into the plagues of Egypt, and I look into this, the only difference between the first Egyptian plague and the effect on the Mediterranean Sea by the falling of this meteor into it at the sounding of the second trumpet will be that only one third of the sea shall become blood. See, that where the meteor strikes, and thus only one third of the living creatures in the sea shall die. One third also of the ships shall be destroyed, possibly by a tidal wave or a meteor was a fall on the fleet of naval vessels, like in a storm that destroyed the Spanish Armada, remember, on the invasion they wanted to have on England. In a storm destroyed the entire Spanish Armada. So, see, I believe this will take place. Now, everybody spiritualized this, but this give me, before I end, I want to tell you that this gave me a tremendous assurance of this. We are not living in the tribulation period, because these things are not happening. Now, when these things happening, the media will try to reason, you know, whatever it is and so on, but these are good signs. In other words, God's not giving you time, but he's giving you things that will happen on that period of time. So nothing like this is happening because President Obama got a little crazy or the other president of the other nation got a little crazy. That means nothing. When these things happen, that means God is at hand and better repent. Now, the third trumpet, let me read Revelation chapter 8, verse 10 to 11. And the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven. And that's what the Bible says. Check that word star, and it is the word star. Burning as it were a lamp, and it fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of water. And the name of the star is Wormwood. And now I'm going to explain what that means in a minute. And the third part of the waters, the rivers, became wormwood. And many men die of the water because they were made bitter. Now, you understand that the Bible in the New Testament was written in a Koine Greek, means it was a Greek language a little different than what the Greek language is today. As a matter of fact, I have at home an actual Greek Bible today, and you compare with the written, and it's quite different, the language. The same thing, Tricia is learning Hebrew, and the Hebrew they spoke in the class usually is more common. Now, she's learning traditional Hebrew, and that helps. But the new Hebrew is entirely different, and you write it, the manuscript looks like Arab, and so on. So this is all language, and I'm going to explain what that word means. When the third trumpet sounded, a great star then fell from heaven, burning like a lamp. Like the Revised Version, if you have a Revised Version, 1823 of the King James Bible, they said torch. This will doubtless be another meteor to me that will assume the form of a torch in its blazing path through the heavens. And when its gaseous vapor are scattered as it explodes, they will be absorbed by the third part of the rivers and fountains of water, and they will be poisoned by the noxious gases and made bitter. And many men shall die from drinking of those waters. You know, a star is a gas. It's not a solid thing. Now we know through the telescope that a star is not a solid thing. It's just gas. Now, wormwood is a perennial herb, very bitter, and is used in the manufacture of absinthe. That's like a poison. It is much used in France as a beverage and is more intoxicating and destructive than ordinary liquors. It's worse than tequila, but it's heavy in alcohol. And it's also interesting. Now, this time is foretold by the prophet Jeremiah. And I read it for you, and you have it in the paper, Jeremiah 9. Therefore, thus said the Lord of hosts, because they have forsaken my law, because, behold, I will feed them, even these people, Israel, with a wormwood and give them water of gall to drink. In other words, it's just a poison thing to eliminate you and to really go after you. Finally, in verse 12 and verse 13, you have the fourth trumpet, and then you have a parenthesis with an angel. And so the fourth trumpet in chapter 8 and in verse 12 reads in this way, and the four angels sounded, and the third part of the sun was smitten, and the third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars, so as the third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for the third part of it, and the night likewise. Now, again, these events, first trumpet, second trumpet, looks like it's one after the other. It's not a period of time, 2 years, 3 years. One finished, then the next one come. Now, what happened under the sounding of this trumpet is so similar to what happened under the sixth seal that it is not necessary to further dwell on it here. They are some of the signs spoken of by Christ in Luke's gospel that shall precede his second coming. There shall be signs in the sun and in the moon, said the book of Luke, and in the stars, and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, said the book of Luke in chapter 21. And so people say, how that happened? Well, God is saying, here is the fourth trumpet, and at the sound of the fourth trumpet, this will take place. Now, I believe it fully with my heart. Now, every other every other scholar is interpreting this spiritually, and this means this and the other. But when spirituality comes into the picture, unless it refers to the Old Testament and the Bible says something else, it's just a man's idea. Now, in verse 13, an angel brings a warning. And the Bible says, and I beheld and heard an angel, and the revised version say an eagle. And I had no problem, I explained to you. Some later version said, no, an angel, an eagle. Okay, flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, woe, 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 to the inhabitants of the earth, by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels, which are yet no sound. In other words, they are saying, oh, mamma mia, like we say in Italia. Mommy, what is coming? What is coming? Because this angel knows what the other trumpets are. Now, the revised version and many manuscripts substitute the word eagle for angel. But that does not affect the meaning. For if God could make Balaam's ass to speak, he can use an eagle to announce a message. So God is in charge. In other words, I'm comparing with the Old Testament what's really happening there where God said here. The God did this before and he did. And so therefore, doesn't make a difference what manuscript you use. So now we're going to go later in the next coming Sunday, God's willing, on chapter 9. And what I understand by chapter 8 is this. Once the last box of the will of man is open and these trumpets are coming in, then series of events will happen in the world. Unusual. Not under the control of man. Not under the control of the laws of gravity and the laws of physics and chemistry. There will be something completely out of place that nobody can explain. Then when that happens, if I'm alive, I know that that is the tribulation period, and that the Lord is at hand.